This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel's military said Saturday that it had hit more than hundreds of Hamas targets across Gaza Saturday, including more than 50 strikes in the city of Khan Yunis and surrounding areas in southern Gaza. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
At a briefing in Tel Aviv, Israeli military spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner briefed reporters Saturday on activities of the Israeli Defense Forces.
The activities are taking place mostly in the northern Gaza Strip, but also conducting precision strikes against specific targets of Hamas in the south. The mobilizations include over 400 targets that we've struck. Engaged. Those targets include tunnel access points, they include command and control positions, they include the ability of Hamas to operate freely in the north as they did over the last week.
Lerner said the military conducted its operations simultaneously with ongoing humanitarian efforts. He said throughout the day Saturday, several trucks with humanitarian aid were allowed into Gaza through the Rafah-Egypt crossing after clearing Israeli security. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Vice President Kamala Harris engaged in a quick round of diplomacy with Arab leaders while attending the UN climate summit in the United Arab Emirates. She's trying to focus on shaping the outlook for a post-conflict Gaza while calling on Israel to do more to protect Palestinian civilians from Israeli bombardment. She made a hastily planned trip to Dubai as the top American representative at the conference, but the Israel-Hamas war was a main objective of her visit. She met with leaders of the United Arab Emirates, Egypt, and Jordan on Saturday and spoke by phone with Qatar's emir. She said she and President Joe Biden have repeatedly noted the brutality of the Hamas attack against Israel on October 7th that triggered the war, while also hailing a recent pause in fighting to enable the release of more than 100 hostages taken by Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. For additional stories,